Okay. Quack, Susie. You have a memory of Rabba. Yaka Chela Salibo, a big dog. You have a Mishnah. Daftzari Beis, Kras, Susi, Samar, Sinai. Now, first have to understand the Mishnah. Then we go on to these halachas. The three basic ways of approaching the Mishnah. And if you take a look at Mishnah, they're split on that. One could say, not a Mishnah, the Tzai has a simple idea. And a simple idea he has, if I tell you, if this belongs to me, I have a right to tear it up. If I tell you to tear it up, then you're going to be popped on the so you're not a masakid. It's my property. I can do with what I want. And give you to do with what you want. And you're not a masakid. Very simple. That's the simple way of understanding. Very simple way. But my goof is not my goof. So I can't tell you, chop off my finger. I have no right to do that. I can't chop off my finger. I can't give you a right to chop off my finger. My goof doesn't belong to me. It's a very, very straightforward way. And we'll see if we can fit this into Rishonim. We can't fit this into Rishonim and how it fits with the various sugyas. Now, I cannot go into the entire topic of Matzah Mashikosa B'Torah. That's a massive topic. So, we'll just touch the surface of it. Okay. So now, here you have... The Gemara says, Amanas Liftor. I showed you a Ramah, because it's a very clear statement. The Ramah was easy to see. I'll show you, Shalmi says the same thing. That you cannot be Mochel Dovashalo Balola. Okay, so if I say, Vipipoter, and then, if you destroy my beged, I said I changed my mind. Okay. So that's why it may be difficult almost to say that I'm bimochel in advance. Okay. So Rishonim jump in here with the Masa Masha Kosa Batal. So let me give you a very quick shortened version of Masa Masha Kosa B'Torah. Hari Amukudesh Asli, Masha Ein Lecho Alai Shek Susan. Every time you get married, you're mechayev to give your wife Shek Susan. That part is the definition of marriage in Torah. Marriage is Shek Susan. Now, let's say, I say Hara. So it's Machlokas and Rameya Rebbe Yehuda. Rameya says, Masa Masha Gosavata. Rebbe Yehuda says, Bedova Shemomo Tnog. Now, there are two ways of understanding this. Is that, yes, that I can't say, I can create an issues. There's no such thing as an issues without shekhs. But the woman has ability to be mochel, shas kedushin, I'm accepting, I'm being mochel my rights in the kedushin. So when the kedushin is chal, the kedushin is chal, lachatsoyin. So when she takes that ring on her finger, in almanas, so she's saying, I'm accepting I'm being molchem my rights in the issues, and the issues in the chalos issues has no right, no chiyuvim v'sheksus. Let's begin with that in a moment, sheksus. You don't have to buy me clothes, you don't have to give me food, shelter, etc. Now that is very straightforward way of understanding that. Can you create an issue l'chatzoy? Why? Because she's being. But if you say it works, and Rashi is very clear in Kedushin, I think it's a good test on the base, it works the bedin mechila. You cannot yourself just create. I can't on my own create issues. I create an issues, and she's mochel her rights b'shas chalotzo issues. So the issues when it's chal is chal v'yim b'chila, but I'm being mochel rights I have b'shas. I don't get those rights. Okay, now that's a very one way of looking at the parshas and the Ramban. We'll see a few Rambans on Bob Bas. If you want to go through it. It's all complicated Ramban. That's Parsha Ramban aside. I have 10 other Rambans aside. The Rashba in Ksubis Taf Nun Vov says no, there's no such thing. Issues is issues, and that's what it is. After it's Chal, then she can be Moch. So, and he says, and that is what is happening in Krak Susi. He makes that equation right over there. He says like this, the Rashi. That does not mean the sova the matzah mashik of the Torah no kaim. No, the kaim will not be tribute. Dov shem amatol. The main sova the manashem cholai din shekses for a kol. Tell yeshu. Chaim ba om amanashem cholai. El chodin. We are sova the lab din shein did come. Elam mechilas moment yesh kan koma. Ki shetim choli mi. Momon ha'anosh yesh yolach. Tim chli momon ha'she'er ha'ksush yesh cholai. U'momon niten hu l'mechilum. Momon ha'rehu ka'omer l'chaveiro k'ra es k'susi v'hipote. N'mechilas momon yesh ka'an. Abol e'ilu omor k'ra es k'susi na'ashen l'cholai din. I can't. Now, kol chomar kotzim ran, but torsen yechayev. The old doctor, I'll say to Bala, I told you, she calls him a Sefta Gittin. Now I'm in the moment, Daf got no kind, and she didn't love Chila. I would overshay no Shamon. No. He seems to be very, very, there's no such thing as, and in Kedushin, he says very explicitly, there's no Kedushin Lachatzoy. Once it is Chal, I'm saying, I'm being Makadosh you on a Tanai, that after it's Chal, you will be Mochel. Now, what does that mean? So what that means is a very simple thing. And he compares it to So I say, here's this beged. If you tear it, after you tear it, I will be mochel. So according to the Rashi, after you tear it, I can say I changed my mind. You can't do it in advance. It's after, because there is no such thing as a mechila on a dova that does not yet exist. Now, I did not interpret Tosis that way. Comes along Rabbi Hecht and shows me. Tosis HaRosh says exactly this there in Gittin. Because he's quoting Zeu Darkin Shiro Sinu Bale Atosis Shekotsu Masechta Gittin.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Does this mean that the lashon of almanas is arbitrary?
What?
Does this mean that if I say almanas, that's arbitrary?
It's arbitrary?
There's no tanai in the hezek.
Yeah. No, I got to make a tanai in the hezek. It's after the hezek. After. I cannot do anything with the din of the Torah. The Torah says, Mazik is chayiv, Mazik is chayiv. But after I'm chayiv, I can be more chol chol.
So what's the point in saying almanas?
What?
So what's the point in saying
almanas? I'm telling you in advance what I plan on doing in the future.
But if anyways you can take it back.
You can take it back. Take it back. But if I don't tell you in advance, so it's nothing. No.
Is it mutter chatchila to do the hezek?
There's no. It's a. What is it? Let's get back to what it is. A mazik is. I can't stand by while your money is getting lost. But if you're throwing something out the window, I don't have to save it. You have a right to do with your money what you want. So if you don't care that your money gets destroyed, there's certainly no issa mazik. That's not a question. So if I tell you crack sushi, there's no issa mazik. You may have to pay. And as some people pointed out to me in Beis Medrash today, that's another raya that the chi of moment of a mazik is not really a vera of a mazik. Torah says, maka behemi yishamena. That's it. You mazik, you pay. That's it. Mazik, you pay. That's it. Now, obviously, if the sefer is mine and I tear it, it's not that I don't have to pay because I don't have to pay myself. What is it? It's I'm not a matzik. Matzik is do something you do with someone else's property. And if he says, no, I don't care, there's certainly no issa matzik. But what all Rishon was saying is very simpler. But there is a pasuk that says, that's what Tosa says. It's a milvah ksuva b'Torah. For instance, what is the difference between milvah ksuva b'Torah milvah ksuva b'Torah? If I take a loan, I can say, I can make all the conditions. It's I create the chiyuvim. I borrow money, and you lend me money, and we say, okay, we can make whatever deal we want. Because it's something that we are creating ourselves. It's not a milvashenik, that's a milvashenik suva b'torah. Shankin, what is a milvak suva b'torah? Milvak Torah, you do X, the Torah says Y. You tear the sefer, pay money. That's what Torah says. Okay, now the question is, what happens between the two of us? So there's the aver of mazik and the chiyamomen of mazik. That's exactly Tosa's point. It's a milvak suva b'torah. The Torah says, you mazik, pay. That's it.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Just to clarify again, if a person says...
according to the Rashi and Tosafot Rashi.
Yes. If a person says, Amnas Niftar, and the person is mazik, after that he can still go ahead...
After that, the person has to willfully be mochel. Just the fact that I said it, in advance, what I said in advance has no chalos. I absolutely have to be mochel. Verbally, mentally, that's it. But I have to be mochel. And at the moment you do, I said, too bad, I changed my mind.
The Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, I'm not a swifter, it says, the halacha is potter. It doesn't sound like because of a hula.
I can just tell you the, what the Rashba seems to say here in Ksubas and Kedusha. And because of that, when the Ran interprets the Ramban, then he says differently. Ramban, the Ran interprets the Ramban like this. Halacha goes like this. It's in Ksubas, the Ran, give me more Ksubas with the Ran. Okay. It's on your Dalet Omer Aleph and Dapei Arif. Tell you what, I'll outline what to look for when you see it inside. Masnit. There's Halacha. Onus and Pitoy. Onus and Pitoy is Nair Psula. You're my honor, you're my father, her. Pitoy, you pay a knas. Okay. And would you pay it to Lavi Hanara? In the case of Pitoy, what happens if she's a Ketana, if she's a Yosoma? There is no father. What do? You pay it to her. But Pitoy, she went into this willingly. So, the fact that she went into this willingly, that means she's both of the Knas. The Yerushalmi says, no. Why not? Shami says, when is the Knas Chal? The Knas is Chal when Bezdin passes the Knas. And she went into it. It was a Dover Shalom Balolom, Dover Shaina Bishusa. So whatever Mechila she had, Bishas Maisa, is in Chal till later. That's the Yerushalmi. That where all the Rishonim are coming from when they say there's no Mechila or Shabbat Olam, it's from these halachas. Okay. And if you take a look in the Ramah there, the Grav shows you where in the Bavli it's implicit. The one who states the black and white is Yerushalmi. Okay. Now, comes the Ran in the name of the Ramban and says, no. I disagree. He's trying to show that the Bavli disagrees with this. Not that the Bavli disagrees with being mochel dover shelo b'lo. No, that not. What is it? That since she willingly agreed to the bia with this man, so the bia is not a bia hamachayeves knas. She was mochel the knas b'shas bia. Similarly, then that would be. Oh, we're talking about that. Comes the Ran quoting the Ramban, and that is the halacha of Kraksusi. What is it? I give it to you. Not when I give it to you. I'm saying I'm mochel my right the b'shas mazik. I'm mochel. What I'm doing, I'm mochel my rights to ask you for money. I'm mochel the chus moment I have to ask you for money. That's it. But it's something, when is the mechil? It's not after the fact. I'm telling you that b'shas kriya, I am mochel everything. Very, very big difference. According to the Ramban, and he says, that's halacha. She's masking labia. So by masking, that's implicitly Shing saying, this is not a bia that's mechayev as knas, because I'm willingly going into it. And that is kraksusi, he says. Here on your Dalma, the Ran, beginning of the words masnik, and he said, this is the Ramban. Now, there is another way of understanding. This is the Ran's understanding of the Ramban. But there's another way of understanding the Ramban. If you take a look in the Ramban here in Ksubas, The Ramban begins like this. I'm outlining it so when you go through it, you'll see. On Daf Lamed Tes, where is it? Masnitin. Oh, it's not. ואם יש שום קצנעס לא יוצר אוכל מסליק. He's explaining the Yerushalmi. Read the words. If it's in the green Ramban, you have it. It's the bottom of the column of the, on Nun. On Daf Nun, he says, "What Yerushalmi had to deal." Yerushalmi said, "When is the Chov Chal? When is the Chov Chal of Knas? When Bezim Paskas? So she can't. So Beshazbiya she's maskim. Beshazbiya she's maskim. Well, she asked me to do it later on." But says the Ramban, what do Yerushalmi do with the Mishneh Kraksusi? There, he's. When is the Chov Chal? If I tear your jacket, Peshas, I tear your. What's the difference between Momen and Knas? Momen, the moment I tear your jacket, I'm Chayav Momen to you. Doesn't need Bezdin. Bezdin's just there to collect. But. Knas, whatever I do, until Bezin creates the Chov, there is no Chov. Okay. So he says, so therefore, when, what does it say? When is the Mechila Chal? The Mechila Chal, Beshas Hesek. So if I took the Ramban literally, if not after the fact, when the Chiyav is being Chal, I'm being Mechila Chov. Wonderful. He's saying this in Yerushalmi. Now, the Ran had this in front of him. Later on, when he's being cholek on Yerushalmi, Eilu dvarim ein daiti nocho behem. I don't like it. Okay. And he gives a word, how can he disagree with Yerushalmi? He has a whole long thing, how he's disagreeing with Yerushalmi. And at the end, he says like this: Nirin advarim, she is soma mafuta ein lo knas. Yecholi limcho knas apni shelo zoch sabo adayin. Amazed dome lo omel arusasi. Din udvarim eini ben chasayich b'chayayich. Uvemolse shemesa ein yosh. Okay, now. Here we get into a very, very complex issue. He's comparing it. If I didn't have these few lines, and I didn't have Chidush HaRechem HaLevi, and I skip to the end, what is he saying? He says, and he said, no. Lama Adamya, what is this compared to? Why? He says, "Kras ksusi mipotet shloa knatz bovan mochelos elagufa mosra." She willingly told him, "Let's have relationships." Willing, telling, have a relationship. She's willingly telling him there are no negative consequences to it because she's willingly doing it. I give you my beged to tear. I'm telling you there are no negative consequences. It's all the same. So is the mechila of a schus I have, or it is the chel, or what is it? Because here in the case of knas, previously said according to the Ushalmi, the chol is chal b'shas. He says even if I say the chol the knas no chal till later, but the fact that she willingly did it, therefore. So let's get back to what it says about Yerusha. Where it says about, so Eichel said maybe he's, is he talking like the Tzos? Maybe. But then you can't compare it to the case of Knas. She must, Gufa Mosul allows, she do whatever you want. V'hi hago remes, v'asa hako. She set the whole thing up. She set it up. The moment she set it up, she can't come with tinus then. No tinus. You set it up, so stop having tinus. So what does that mean? So let's go back to what he says about Yerusha. You can say as follows. When the Baal says, Hari Amukudeshously, I'm not getting into all the subtle details. Yes. That I'm giving up my Zchus Yerusha. Is he changing the nature of the Ishus? Or he is not changing the nature of the Ishus? Just I'm all the rights I have. So Reb Chaim said like this, I'll prove to you it's changing the nature of the Ishus. Reb Chaim Parachov Gimel Hilchus Ishus. Let's say the flip side. I say, Hare Avu Gereshes, I give a get. Follow Reb Chaim's logic, and we'll go back to the Ramban. He says, Hare Avu Gereshes, I'm not Shetit Le Mosai Vizos. I can make any condition I want. Fine. I'm not Shetit, give me a million. Fine, I can do that. Hurry up, Muguresheshly, Ammanas, I still keep the Schus Yerusha I have. So the Gemara says a very interesting thing. Why is that not good? Because it's a Chasorin in Krisus. Those of you who remember, what does Krisus mean? The Ishus is gone. The Chaim says, what do you see from that? That part of, just like part of the definition of Ishus is Sheik Susviyo, no? Part of the definition of krisus of ishus is the Yerushas HaBaal. So he says, when I set up an ishus without a Yerushas HaBaal, I'm changing the fundamental type of ishus that I have, and I can do that because the davashim b'mamon v'knal kayim. I can give up whatever financial rights I want. I'm not getting into how it works, when it works, but just, and that is in the Ramban. So therefore, so the Ramban is telling you, don't take what I'm saying, yes, you can, I'm giving up rights. I can be mochel rights. So what is that? It's a halacha. It's not a mochel chov. No, the chov never existed. In the case of Knas, the chov will exist when you get to Bezdin. And she can't say, yeah, I agreed that, but right now Bezdin is chal, I'm not mochel. I'm previous mechila dover shalabohim. She can't say that. Because where is she mochel? It's not going to be a bia hamachayev es knas. The bia is the machayev. It's a chesaron in the machayev, not in the chov. Normally carrying my beggars machayev you money to me? No, I'm mochel my rights. It's not going to be machayev money to me. The B is not going to be machayev. The Ishus will not have Yerusha as part of it. It's the Ramban. Very different machal machov later on. Okay. So that's where the Ran is coming from, why he didn't take the Ran. Ramban absolutely serious. That one, like that not, he took the Ramban seriously, but he didn't take it so literally that he's saying what the Sos was saying. Those are the three different ways we have of understanding Kwak Susi. Now, let's get to something else. What about Chavala? Very simple. What does Chavala mean? Chavala is Samoa Senai. He's Chayef. What's he going to be Chayef? Well, with Chamisha Dvarim, Tzah, Nezek, Ribui, Shivas, and Boshes. Let's say so let us read what it says, and let's see what the Gemara Baba Kama now. Sare Beis. We say Chayev, which of these things is Chayev? What? All five? Or some of the five? Which? Kras Ksusi, Shaber Eskati, Chai, Amras Lifto Potter. So the Gemara says, why? Mara says, "Ma'aser reish my amale, who she ain't other mochel a roshe evarim." Now, what does that mean? There's mochel on tsar, not mochel on Rosh Eivar. Okay, so what does that mean? Nezek, tsar, shah. The whole machlokas, whether it is mochel on tsar or not mochel on tsar. Hakeni tsaini, I'm going to ask lift a pot. Not because they ain't a mochel rashi. From Rav Amar, mishum shein on a mochel rashi evarim shlo. Okay. Now, let's see how. So, what is it? What are we talking about? And why? So, let's see. For instance, how the Rambam would paskin. Yes. Perikay, Chavol Mazik. The Hefesh Ben Niske Gufo and Niske Mamono. Sha'omer chaver osame einai kates yodi amanasha tapot harizuchayim bechamisha devarim. So that means even the doctor bills, even the unemployment, all my lost wages. So not so okay. Shadova yodua. Now the Rambam throws in. She'ein adam rotza b'kach. That means whatever he said, he didn't mean it. Wow. What does that mean? He didn't mean it. But if somehow I knew he did mean it, this is Zalman in the Yavin Ozel says, what happens if Rotoyim takes a shua deraisa that I'm promising you, so we know he meant it. I'm talking, did I mean it? I didn't mean it. So, is not really, is there a difference between Chavala? What's the difference in Chavala? In the Halacha of Chavala, or the Halacha Masik? Or in the Das Bnei Adam in Chavala, and the Das Bnei Adam in Masik? Kras Ksus, Shabbos, Amana, Shatta, Paharaz, Apotah. You are potter or you will be potter. I handed it to you. Okay, now what L'chol HaPoach is in the Rambam at this point, Rambam is saying this at least within the Rambam, we'll see other people, there's no fundamental difference in Mazik and Chavola. This is in the Umdana people, that's the way he says it. I wasn't serious because people don't say I didn't chop off my finger. When I said, you know, people, no one really gives permission to someone to chop off his finger. But what happened? So then there's a whole Magen Mishnah. What happened? But the Rambam skips a different case. Hakone b'tzuuni. What about Tzar? There's a machlokas. Why? Ain't on a mochel roshay varim. Or not? What about Tzar? So, Rams, that means if I could be serious, if I would be serious, well, Marshall, I'm not going into the details of everything that Ben Rosal says about taking a shur. Let's say I take a shur deraisa, I am telling you in advance, I will not ask you for any money. Whoever it is to consider absolute 100% seriousness. Then what is he saying? Even though it's a knas, nezek is a knas, everything is knas, this is a chavola that will not be mechayev. This chavola will not be mechayev you. Now that's very interesting. Wait one second. Then we have to stop and think for a second. After all, if I have this sefer, I have financial rights to the sefer. And I can be mochel my financial rights to the sefer. Good. I understand the mechila. But what is the whole reason we said the Rambam says nezek is knas? It's a kofa for Rosh Yevara. It's a kapar for the Maya Savera. Wait a second. So, what? A mochel your kapara? That doesn't make a sense. Right? So, we have a bunch of bright, intelligent, thinking young Jewish minds here. What does this remind you of? Yes, Rabbi Spiro.
You want $150?
Yeah? If I give you permission to do something to me, is it what? Is it necessarily chavola? We have to go back and think how the Rambam deals with that Gemara and pay dollar on the base. Because what is the Rambam saying? Rambam is saying, this chavol is not going to be chayiv moment. It's apparently not a chavol.
Well, if he'd mean it seriously.
I'm not getting into whether he takes a shvur deraisa as a proof, but let's assume he would mean it seriously. For whatever strange, weird reason, he'd mean it seriously.
He has to get out of the bond.
My great-grandfather wanted to get out of the army. Chop off my trigger finger. He meant it as seriously as possible. And the guy says, bah, 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 you're going to sue me after? No, I'm not going to sue you. I want to get rid of my finger, so I'm going to the Russian army. As serious could be. Yeah. He knew exactly what he was going in for, and why he wanted it, and that's it. Is there a chavala? And even if it's for some, even if it's some perverse reason. Here he had a reason. There's no aveira whatsoever because it was done l'shem Shemayim. Now, here the question is as follows. See, he had his finger cut. His brother had one eye put out. Two of them. That's how they got out of the Russian army. The Jews didn't, when they didn't want to go in the army, they really didn't want to go in the army. Okay. Mitz Hashem. I gave you what to think about Rabbi Handler. You thought it was simple when you showed me that little tosis and getting right? Ain't so simple. Ain't so simple.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can you say that it's Chabala that's behind Mama, the person's being mindful of his right to collect the
mask? Yeah. Now, the question is, what is Nezek? If Nezek is just Kapara from Moshe Avarim, that is, does that have to do with our relationship? Or you did an Avera and you have to pay for the Avera? Okay. After Chiyuv is Chal, you certainly can be Chal. But right now, up front, to prevent the Chiyuv from getting started, you don't want the Chiyuv to... You see, to the future Chiyuv in the Knas, that's the Yerushalmi says, that you can't do it, Tov Shalabalola. So what do you have to hit? You have hit it at the point of the Mechayev. Not at the Chov, at the Mechayev. It's not going to be Mechayev. At what point do you hit it? At the point of the Mechayev or point of the Chov? The Chov is the Dover Shlomo. I'm talking about it for later. And that's 6 months when you finally get to bed and 6 months after the thing happened. Okay, so now we have that's one issue we have to straighten up, and if we find out another Rishon what they're talking about, because the Rambam is very, very clear. There's no fundamental difference between Mazik and Chavola. What is the difference? Is the difference is only in the and what a person wants. That's it. Now we have to go back to the Gemara to see the Rishon that everyone agrees with. That only. Now let's go to the next issue. Next issue I have. Okay. Hiniach kachela salibo. So there is a rosh. So what's the story? And here's a very fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Notam, clearly, apparently the rosh, and the Ramban. The Rosh, you take a look at the Rosh, he says, what is it? He says as follows. Afilim Hisra of Akibalov has Lufi Svaras Ha'olam. What is a normal person gonna do? So I interpreted the Rosh how that if I do X and the normal expectation X will result in Y, so I don't have to intend for Y. I'm a mazik. I'm a rotzeach. But if the normal expectation is X won't result in Y, and it happens that way, I'm synonymous. Where was I coming from? I was coming from as follows. One of the great contributions this COVID did was the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. He says like this. He throws in some extra words which he says. In my time of Mrs. Gufo Potter, do I have a little asuka dietish and he? The resurface yoda was a kind of me over. Hilkoch lo bori hezeko. When I finished what I did, was it bori hezeko or not bori hezeko? When I did what I did, was the normal anticipation that it would result, or the normal anticipation is it would not result? Okay. Now, that's how he interprets it. That's how I interpret. Okay, let's take a look in the Mohammeds. Mohammeds is totally different. Nahu de Isaac Anashe. If be very careful with the Mohammeds, he says. The person's lying there. Some Gachala Salibo could have got rid of it. So who's the Rotzer? He killed himself. He killed himself. I'm there. Someone put something. I can get rid of it. And I didn't get rid of it. I let it happen. It's passive suicide. I killed myself. Who does it get an option? You'll prepare Mitz Hashem B'li Neder for tomorrow. Mohammed gave you a lot of material. And then we'll be able to see the whole picture in a very total, complete way.